essay was presented by Ted Harrison and produced in Manchester by Charlotte Simpson. And at 11 o'clock tomorrow, the essayist is the broadcaster, Joan Bakewell. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11:15, and that means it's time for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
किती असतात आमच्या हल्ल्यांना काय बरे मांडो वाजूया
दांडे सोगल्याचे तोंडे नाचा दांडे यम बम बम यम बम बम अगुवार सोगले सांगुवार पाडे दो ताजे यम बंबा यम बंबा वासुद गाय पुरी आल नाद सोगले दी बेहेडा नाव सोजे दो गेडात कोडा केना कोड ना सोग नको ना शिकाई तोडा कोड बेड वाले अंग बातुई सुजोग दीना नाच जायना बोन यम बंबा यम बंबा अरे बदले तो दोडे नांडा वडे अमोट गुरुन तोड यम बंबा यम बंबा
Nacha Tanche, sung by Carmo Rod, a swinging 60s star from Goa. That song features in the Konkani language film Nirmon of 1966, which was based on Enoch Arden, a lesser-known Lord Tennyson poem recounting a seafaring tragedy. If you want to see the clip on YouTube, and it's worth a glimpse, just search under Goa, India, popular twist dancing of the 1960s, which just goes to show how ahead of his time Lord Tennyson was. I'm Max Reinhardt. Welcome to tonight's Late Junction, where seafaring, the once popular twist, and the inexorable tides of time all have a secure berth. For example, next Monday sees the release of Hedonism, in the form of a new CD from Bellowhead. For 3 weeks in November, they will be herring up and down this island from Ipswich to Edinburgh, and they'll be beguiling us with tunes like this, Captain Wedderburn.
Rosslyn's daughter walked through the woods alone, when by came Captain Wedderburn, a servant of the king. He said unto his servant man, were it not against the law, I'd take her into my own and lie her next to the wall. So he jumped off his milk-white steed, and he set the lady on, and all the way he walked on foot. And he held her by questions yet, and that is question six. It's question six you must tell me, and that is 3 times 12 before I'll lie in your bed at either stalk or I change where they live. They're the happiest pair of all, and they both lie in one bed, and she lies next to the wall.
Insults are fine. They just, breathe deeply. And you wallow around in the insults and pass them along. That's fine. But a compliment, particularly a compliment from ourselves to ourselves, that's wrong, don't you see?
Otherwise, you would have taken a different position. You would have had the public promotions. If somebody in fact it is the public relations guy that had him come on, why don't we have just people come on? Why is it a...
as follows.
Robert Fripp and Brian Eno in 80s mode. Healthy Colours 4. It's more Bush of Ghosts cut-up techniques at work rather than the Frippertronics tape-looping process that Fripp and Eno adopted from Terry Riley for their work in the 1970s, but it's certainly very rich and meaty, particularly those guttural guitar licks improvised by Fripp. Now, the first improvised concert by a quartet in Iran since the revolution was given in 1990 by our next artist, Shakild, a Persian word meaning the key that opens all doors. With founder Dadmir on tombak, a goblet drum, Sharam Mirjalali on tar, a long-necked lute, Davud Vazideh on the ney, the Middle Eastern reed flute, and Sebastian Wolnier on cello, this is Vadiga. Thank you. Dumb by Nirvana, from their Unplugged in New York album with Laurie Goldston on cello. Those tunes certainly get even darker without the electronic grunge, and some people think that's one of Kurt's happier songs. Apocryphal Tales obviously gather like barnacles around this album, because it was released just 6 months after Cobain's suicide. It is said that he wanted the Unplugged stage decorated with stargazer lilies, black candles and a crystal chandelier. "You mean like a funeral?" said the show producer. Kurt apparently just nodded. This seems like a good time to play John Dowland's Go Crystal Tears. Go crystal tears, like to the morning showers, and sweetly weep into my lady's breast. Sung here by John Potter, with Stephen Stubbs on lute, Maya Homburger on baroque violin, Barry Guy on double bass, and John Sermon on bass clarinet.
Thank you.
You're listening to Lake Junction, still dripping with salt water, but back in the waves now, in fact knee-deep in the North Sea with the Portico Quartet, who the LA Times accused of sounding like a noirish jungle cruise, scored by Wayne Shorter and Steve Reich. Well, that's as maybe. But there have certainly been murmurs on the Radio 3 message board about the Swiss origins of the hang, the flying saucer-shaped pitched percussion instrument with which the Portico Quartet colour their music. If you'd like to contribute to the debate or get full details of all the music I'm playing tonight, just consult the Radio 3 web pages at bbc.co.uk/radio3 and all shall be revealed. And talking of communications with listeners, earlier this month I played Night Rook Bishop by Monkey Puzzle Trio, and I asked if anyone knew which church was ringing its bells at the beginning of that track. Well, Monkey Puzzle Trio vocalist Viv Corringham herself emailed in that it was the bells of St Colman's Cathedral, Cove, County Cork, Ireland, and she'd love to know if anyone out there guessed that. Well, they didn't. Thank you. piano sandwich there. That was the profoundly Ethiopian yet deeply European Evening Breeze by Sege Mariam Gebru, the pianist composer who became a nun in 1948, at least partly because Haile Selassie refused to let her leave Addis Ababa to study the piano in England. As her 90th birthday approaches, she lives in an Ethiopian monastery in Jerusalem. Before that, the nutritious filling in the sandwich, music from 17th century Warsaw, Marcin Milchewski Canzona for Two Violins, performed by the Ensemble Européen William Byrd, directed by Graham O'Reilly. And the first slice of solo piano music? Yuri Kane, playing his Stomp Variation from his reworking of Bach's Goldberg Variations. Here's a reworking of A Crimson Grail, a work for 200 guitarists, 16 bassists and percussion, by composer Rhys Chatham, formerly a native New Yorker, but now a resident of Paris. In fact, this work premiered at the Basilica of Sacré-Cœur and made full use of the natural 15-second reverberation which that dome possesses. This recording, however, was made in Damrosch Park, New York City, and the piece was, of course, reworked for the non-reverberative New York exterior, which just goes to show what happens when you don't stay in church. Here's part two of A Crimson Grail.
Now you come, baby, with your tail dragging the gravy. You know your P's and Q's, but what you don't know, baby, she'll giving me the blues. You got juice on your chin, AIDS on the drain board, pie on the wall, dirt on the rug. I come home late and I stumble and swore. You won't even give me a hug. You had my things all laid out by the door. I'm leaving. I'm gonna take up with a mermaid and leave you land-loving women alone. Leave you land-loving women alone. You said you had together once. Now your head's round the bend. I'm telling you, woman, you better get it back together again. I'm gonna grow fins and go back in the water again. If you don't leave me alone, I'm gonna take up with a mermaid and leave you land-loving women alone. Leave you land-loving women alone. Now here you come, baby, with your tail dragging the gravy. You know your P's and Q's. What you don't know, woman, is you're giving me the blues.
Wise words of warning to land-loving women from the captain, in the form of a message to the somewhat slovenly but determined lady in his life. Though fair dues, I wouldn't have thought that Beefheart was that much of an asset on the housework rota. You never know. Grow Fins by Captain Beefheart and the Magic Band from the marimba-flavoured Spotlight Kid album. Here's a baroque-flavoured Variation 15, Canon at the Fifth, from Uri Kane's reimagining of Bach's Goldberg Variations, with Cour de la Brewer on alto recorder, Arno Joachim on gamba, and Annegret Sidel on violin.
Thank you.
Tell Me True by Sarah Jarosz from Song Up In Her Head, her debut CD from last year. And if Sarah ain't a wunderkind, then there's no wonders left in this world. Bluegrass in the 21st century, some call it postgrass, I'm told, is a school of musicians that are happy to nurture and delighted to recognise new talent. Sarah's been playing weekly sessions at the Friday night bluegrass jam at Wimberley, close to Austin, Texas, since she was 11. Age 16, she featured as guest on mandolin at Del McCoury's New Year's Eve party at the Ryman Auditorium, Nashville. We're talking bluegrass aristocracy there. And just then, she was playing clawhammer banjo with some serious bluegrass hombres. That was Jerry Douglas on slide guitar, Mark Schatz on bass and Tim O'Brien on harmonies. More Americana here from the More Miles Than Money double CD we've been featuring all week. Compiler and author Garth Cartwright found this track a unique example of doo-wop blues. Vocals and harp blues master Sonny Boy Williamson meets a bass line sung by Cliff Gibbons, once of the Golden Gate Quartet and the Ink Spots. Mighty long time.
So long, it's been a mighty, mighty long time. Been so long, a mighty long time. Yes, a mighty long time since I seen that little girl of mine. Yes, it's been so long until I just can't sleep at night. Been so long till I just can't sleep at night. I go to eat my breakfast in the morning and my teeth and tongue begin to fight. So long, the copper have faded on the floor. Been so long, the copper have faded on the floor. If she ever come back to me, I'm not gonna let her leave no more. No more.
From Debussy's Preludes, Book 1, Jos van Immerseel performing Prelude numero 6, Triste et Long, Des Pas sous la Neige, Footprints on the Snow. Though Debussy warned listener and performer alike, ce n'est pas une photo de plage, it's not a picture postcard. He could have added, I'm an impressionist, get it, not a realist. But he didn't. Before that, and continuing our celebration of the 10th anniversary of the release of Uri Caine's epic rendering of Bach's Goldberg Variations, the Stuttering Variation. And talking of postcards and jazz, which I almost was, here's a track from saxophonist Ingrid Laubrock's new CD, Anti-House, which functions as her postcard from New York City. It's the first she has recorded since she left Europe for Manhattan. Keeping it marine, this is Slowfish Glowfish. Thank you.
that should be her name. Sally, free and easy. That should be her name. Took a sailor's loving.
Bye.
From Tehran in 1971. It's a little unthinkable now, but that was Gougosh, who was very much the folk chanteur's it girl of the day, with Gol Bi Goldoun, a tune which brought about a short-lived revolution in the Iranian music business with its Western influences. Before that, straight from the vinyl, a somewhat Caribbean version of Cyril Tawney's sea shanty Sally Free and Easy by Davy Graham from his finest album, Folk, Blues and Beyond. And that brings us oh so close to curfew for Lake Junction for tonight, and indeed for this week. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'll be back next week. And fear not, over the next 7 days you can listen again to tonight's programme via the Radio 3 webpages. But before we allow the great shroud of the sea to roll on as it rolled 5,000 years ago, I'll leave you with Grizzly Bear's Deep Blue Sea and its untitled Phantom Shipmate. But before that, How Deep is the Ocean by Miles Davis. Good night.
was one. They got drowned out in that deep blue sea.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and this is Music Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. In the next couple of hours, a chance to hear from the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra, a concert they gave in November 2009 in the Norwegian capital with the conductor Gilbert Varga. Some rarities on their programme, including a percussion concerto by the composer of our theme tune, Mio, as well as the reassuring familiarity of Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony. Dvorak was already in his early 30s, but still waiting for his big break when he composed his Serenade for Strings. He wrote it in just 12 days. The five movements include a waltz and scherzo as the second and third, and a finale that quotes from earlier in the piece. The Serenade for Strings in E Major, Opus 22 by Dvořák. Gilbert Varga conducted the Oslo Philharmonic Orchestra. One of the orchestra's percussionists, Christian Michael Berg, steps into the spotlight next as soloist in a concerto by Darius Milhaud. He composed it in 1929-30, dedicating it to a Belgian promoter of modern music who went on to write a biography of Milhaud some two decades later. The orchestra is a small one, two flutes,